Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 87 of Ask Pat. So thankful you're here, and I'm here for you to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, really quickly, if you'd like to start a podcast of your own, a lot of people have been asking me, Pat, how do I do this? Or a lot of people have podcasts, and you're like, how do I take it to the next level? Head on over to podcastingtutorial.com. That's my free tutorial to help you get started and give you the tips that you need to get a successful show on iTunes. It's helped hundreds of people, and I hope it'll help you too. So again, that's podcastingtutorial.com. Now, speaking of podcasting, we have a question about podcasting from Hayden. And I've actually gotten to know Hayden a little bit through Instagram and Twitter through our hashtag bloggers rowing challenge. So whenever we both row at the gym, we take a screenshot or a snapshot of our little time on the ergometer, that's a little rowing machine, and we send it to each other on the interwebs. And it's just fun to sort of see how much faster Hayden is than I am. And, he's probably in much better shape too. So anyway, let's get to Hayden's question about podcasting for you today.
Hi, Pat. My name's Hayden from Melbourne, Australia. I have a podcast over at ptprofit.com. That's P-R-O-P-H-E-T. My question is, do you release every podcast you record, and how do you qualify guests before they come on? Is it okay to release a podcast even if it doesn't suit your audience? Would be great to know. Thanks, mate. Love the show.
Hayden, thank you so much for your question, and it's great to hear from you. Now, to answer your first part of your question, do I release every podcast episode I record? No, I have not. I actually have about a dozen over the course of, I guess, a couple hundred recordings now that I did not publish. And I didn't publish them because they were not up to the standards that I wanted for my show. And that's really hard because, sometimes you feel like after you record an episode, you spend all that time, maybe you set up an interview or you spent time outlining it, that when it's done, you just automatically have to post it. Hopefully that's the case where it's good enough that you post it and all is good. But sometimes you get that feeling where you're like, wow, this actually wasn't a good episode. And you have to be honest with yourself and also remember, why are you posting this podcast episode? Is it for you and just feeling good that you're getting things out on time, or is it for your audience and actually trying to help them? If it's something that is not going to be helpful, then I wouldn't publish it. And that's something you have to really make sure is the priority. Is it going to provide value to your audience? It's not just for you, it's for your audience. That's why we do what we do. Our audience is what pays, the money to buy our products and pay on our or click on our ads or purchase affiliate products, so it's all about them. But it's hard to forget when you spend all that time recording a podcast. Now, I have about a dozen that I haven't published. Half of those were solo shows, mostly from when I first started out and I was uncomfortable behind the microphone. I was lacking confidence and I recorded a few episodes that I just wasn't happy with. A lot of those episodes, or I guess the other half of those, are interviews. And that's hard because you get time with other people and you have to set up those appointments to interview, and you just feel bad when at the end you're just like, this is not good. And when that's the case, you have to be honest with yourself, but also be honest with the person you interviewed and just tell them, I'm sorry, but this just didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out. I hope you don't take offense to this. We could perhaps try to re-record this and you know, maybe it was my fault because I didn't ask the right questions, but I felt like maybe you were holding back a little bit. I would like, if we do this again, for you to open up a little bit more. Is there something I could do to make you more comfortable? I mean, that's, those are the things I would say if that's the case. And sometimes, you know, those people don't want to redo an interview. I mean, I've redone, I guess, about 6 or 7 interviews that I have published a second time around, and it's just been so much better. So sometimes when you re-record and you know what to expect and you know how the person responds to certain questions and what their personality is like, it's going to be so much better. It's like, okay, you've already introduced yourself to each other, you're friends, and you're going to have a more comfortable conversation. Luckily, those have been episodes in the past as well. I did have to re-record one because I misplaced the recording. That kind of sucked. But, you know, I don't think it's good to release the podcast if it doesn't fit your audience's needs. You definitely don't want to. So part of that goes along with making sure you're a great interviewer or you are good at doing solo shows if that's what you do. Of course, for myself on Smart Passive Income, I do both, and I have been doing whatever I can right now to improve both my solo shows and also my interview skills. But part of also what goes along with, you know, becoming a good interviewer and asking the right questions and getting deeper and deeper into single questions so you can get the great answers and that golden information from your audience, you also have to qualify your guests. And I believe you asked, should you? And absolutely. And of course, you don't just want to reach out to anybody. There's going to be some people that reach out to you and you don't want to say yes right away. You want to qualify them and see what they have to add to your audience and the value that you want to provide. You know, again, it's all about your audience. So I would say that you would probably make a good judgment whether or not it's somebody, you know, if you're reaching out to somebody, I would say that you probably have some common sense as far as, you know, is that person going to be worth having on the podcast in terms of the type of information they have or the experience they have that they can add to your show. But if somebody reaches out to you, then you want to make sure you do your due diligence and, you know, tap into them a little bit more to see what they have to provide. Perhaps get on a Skype call with them, you know, for a couple minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes just to get a little bit more information and also just see how the chemistry is between you two and what it's like behind the mic with them. And if it's not, if you're not feeling it, then you don't have to waste that time to record a podcast episode that you're not going to publish anyway. So Hayden, I hope that answers your question. And for everybody out there who records podcasts, I hope that's been helpful for you too. Hayden, one of my assistants, is going to contact you very soon, and you're going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt, and I'd love to see you wear it. Maybe you can take a snapshot of yourself at the gym after a row wearing it, although it'll probably be all sweaty and stuff, but I don't know. Anyway, I look forward to that. For those of you out there who have a question that you'd like featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask the question right there on that page. And of course, if you want to get started in podcasting, head on over to podcastingtutorial.com. It's my own free 6 video series that's going to help you walk through that entire process. And of course, at the end here, I always end with a quote. And today's quote is from Abraham Lincoln. And I love this quote. That is, if I had 9 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first 6 sharpening my axe. Love it. Thank you so much for all your support. Thank you for all the positive and even the negative reviews on iTunes. I love the honesty. That's what I want the most from you. And if you have a sec to leave a review on iTunes, that'd be extremely helpful. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.